Hi, this is Kaylin, and you're listening to KWVH 94.3 FM, streaming live online at WimberleyValleyRadio.org.
And we are live in downtown Wimberley right now where the sun's out. There's no breeze. It's 71. We're happy campers here. We're here with Byron Echols, recognizing the State Farm Good Neighbor Volunteers
of the month.
Of the month.
That's right.
So, Byron, thank you for doing that.
Absolutely.
Really appreciate it. Not just getting the sun out of my face, but thanks for doing the good neighbor
thing. It's so nice that the shades actually work now. We can put them up and down. Some, you know, one broke, and sometimes it gets a little bright in here. It is 8:17, 17 minutes after 8 o'clock, and our second segment is our nonprofit of the month. And our nonprofit of the month this month is the Misty Carroll Project, which is a brand new nonprofit here in the Wimberley Valley. And in the studio, we have Mike Livingston and Donna McClain.
Morning, y'all.
And
morning.
Welcome.
Good morning.
Welcome. Speak right into the microphone if you can. And Mike, I'm going to start out with you. You, and I do appreciate it, you had sent me quite a bit of information. And I got to tell you, I read it and literally teared up. It's very emotional. And so tell us about the Misty Carroll Project and how it started and what your focus is.
Yeah, we're excited to be here. We're really grateful for you guys bringing us in this morning to talk about something that all of us are very passionate about. I really believe that what we're doing can make a difference, and we're new, but but we're getting there. We're building. The Misty Carroll Project is designed to assist the special needs families in the community. We're doing that by building the community, providing educational events, and to assist the families. Our next one is coming up on the 18th of February. We're going to have Barbara Bush come out. Not the ex-president's wife, by the way, but Barbara Bush from here in town, and she's gonna speak on navigating government benefits, which is very important for the families to hear. But the purpose is really to bring the families together, help them build a sense of community. The more I've learned, a lot of people feel very alone and overwhelmed, so we want to try to alleviate that as much as possible. We started this with the purpose of basically trying to get these families more educated, bring them together as a community so that they can strengthen each other and build upon each other's experiences. And, you know, I've got a great board together. I've got some fantastic people. We're partnering with some excellent nonprofits here in town, Schoolyard Dogs, who they are providing basically opportunities for special needs individuals to have job opportunities and serve the community. They're in the process of getting a bigger bus. A lot of people have seen Schoolyard Dogs. They were out at Trail of Lights this year until it got too cold. It's hard to get the boys to stay working when it's really, really cold out. Donna is in with us today. She runs, her and her husband Doug are fantastic people. They run Mini Equine to You, so they have many horses, and they work with the special needs community out here. So by partnering together with these groups, we're really trying to create an environment to strengthen the community as much as possible.
Well, that's the way you do it. You bring people together so that your common wisdom or your common knowledge about where to find help and how to solve problems can be solved.
Yeah. I want to get to Donna and the Mini Equine in just a second. But, Mike, I don't mean to put you on the spot, but tell me how this, because it's, as long as it's not too emotional for you, tell me how this started and where the Misty Carroll Project name came from.
Okay, I'll try to get through this without tearing up. But yeah, so my dad came back from Vietnam, exposed to Agent Orange like a lot of our boys were. Their first child was born with Down syndrome, Misty Carroll. She was, from all I've heard, just the light of everyone's life. She had heart issues, and unfortunately, when she turned 3, she had to have another surgery, which she didn't survive. So this was about a year before I was born, so the family kind of, we've got the history behind it. When she passed, they really didn't want any more kids at that point, and then, of course, I showed up and ruined that party. But, as it went through, we've always, as a family, had a need for it. My wife now works with the special needs at Jacob Well, so she worked for that. We've got, several people on the board that work with special needs children or have special needs children, so that's important. But I had never met my sister, my buddy Blake, who is actually standing outside the studio.
We'd invite him in, but we don't have any more room.
He kept pushing me. He said, I know we've been talking about this nonprofit. When are you going to get this started? So, I'll get to it. And then next thing you know, I have a dream. I've never had a dream about my sister. She comes to me in a dream, and all she said was, little brother, it's time to go to work. So oddly enough, that was
okay. What I read that and just went, wow. That is something. So in getting started, where are you now in the process of the organization? Do you have a full board and website and phone numbers and contact information?
We do. We are finally getting all of those pieces together. We have the website up, and that's www.themistycarrollproject.org. We have a Facebook page. There is not much on it because I will be the first to admit I'm not very good at the social media aspect. So
are you pronouncing, I'm spelling that with Misty, M-I-S-T-Y, Carroll, C-A-R-O-L?
Yes, sir.
Is that right?
Yes,
okay.
Sir.
And that's is that up and running now?
It is up and running.
Okay, good.
Yes, it is up and running.
I'm
we
looking
should
at
have
it.
A
great site.
Are you
yeah.
right? Okay.
We should have a flyer for the 18th event in the next couple of days that we'd like to get out to the community so that we can get the word out. Like I said, I think it's going to be a pretty good one. The first one we had was on special needs trusts, what they're for, the purpose, why parents need them. We had a good turnout. You know, for our first event, I was really surprised.
Good. So that's great.
So let's talk about Many Horses and how you're connected with the Misty Carroll Project.
Well, we're very fortunate. As Mike said, we kind of through friends met, and I found out about Mike and his organization and what they were doing. He found about me here in Wimberley that we have the special needs students come to the house, and I have miniature horses and miniature donkeys, and I've trained them since they're babies. And they know to stand still, they know to respond to small children, to respond to different personalities. So when they come out, we work on all kinds of different sensory issues, following direction. Anyway, this is all a free service that we've offered for the past 11 years here in Wimberley. And it just seemed great when I met Mike, because I think we're on the same path as far as educating, as far as trying to help our community in any way we can. So when he mentioned an event, I volunteered to have the event at our house, which is houses Many Equine. So we're just very fortunate, very blessed to be asked to host. And thanks for the opportunity here with the radio station and with Mike to not only, you know, get the word out about training, but also to get the word out about my little mini horses in the area. So we are miniequine2u.org is our website. It is up and running. Plenty of pictures there, and I look forward to the event. And we're going to kind of take the kids and let the kids interact with the horses and donkeys while Mike and his group does a presentation about special needs and how they may need assistance going forward.
That excellent.
Is, yeah, that is outstanding. Yeah. That is really great. One of the things, pieces of information that you sent me is Parents Night Out. Talk a little bit about that, because obviously, you know, parents need a break.
Yeah, and especially parents with special needs, individually, either children or adults, catching that kind of break is important. So that's something we really want to try to get going on a relatively regular basis for the families. I believe that brings them together, gives them an opportunity with other parents to share their victories, their defeats, the hurdles they've had to go through, so they can understand that they aren't alone in the process of going through these things. It's amazing the difficulties they have to go through as far as trying to get benefits, what benefits are even out there, what's available to them. So, you know, that falls back to what we're trying to do, just get the word out. Hey, these are the things that are available to you, and here are some families that have actually gone through it. Don't get frustrated. Don't give up. You can get through it, and there is help out there.
That is absolutely outstanding. So as we wrap up, anything else that you would like to share with us about the Mystic Hero Project?
We are growing. You know, we are really trying to, we'll be doing some fundraising, of course. It takes money to put on the events.
Absolutely.
But we're going to be doing some fundraising events. We're going to try to get a list from the parents on the topics that they would really like to hear about.
Oh, that's a great idea.
So that we can start to focus some of our events on what they really need to hear. Like I said, Barbara Bush is coming out on the 18th to talk about navigating government benefits. Basically what's available and how to max those benefits out. So I think that's important for the families to hear. And it's, you know, the reason we bring the people out and we have it at, like, working with Donna and having my wife and her crew come out to kind of supervise the kids and the young adults while the parents can get that break to listen is so that they do have the opportunity to hear that information where they otherwise might not have that chance.
That's great. And I got to tell you, as you continue to grow your organization, we would love to have you come back and just give us updates in the future on how you're doing. This is such a valuable service for our valley and families that are going through this. So congratulations. The Misty Carroll Project is our KWVH Nonprofit of the Month. And Mike and Donna, we want to thank you both very much for coming in. It's great to see you both. And we're going to take a little bit of a break and then come back with our KWVH Volunteer of the Month.
Well, this is an appropriate promo that's coming up here.
Okay.
All aboard!
Hey, Wimberly Real Moms. We're all on this crazy train together.
So join us as we chat about the agony and the ecstasy of parenting and any other current hot topics that might come up.
Be sure to tune in to the KWVH Real Mom Show every Friday afternoon from 3 to 4.
Oh, man. Never a dull moment with the Real Moms. Right here on 94.3 FM Wimberly Valley Radio.
The Texas Hill Country is home to many great institutions. One of them is St. Stephen's Episcopal School of Wimberley. Our mission and our values deliver the wholesome, broad-based education that grow kids into thriving, successful young adults. Schedule a tour and learn what makes St. Stephen's of Wimberley special. Visit ststephenswimberley.org.
Support for KWVH comes from Tracy Phillips with Homestead and Ranch Real Estate. Tracy has won numerous awards, including Best Wimberley Real Estate Agent for the last 3 years, and serves the entirety of the Texas Hill Country. You can reach Tracy by calling 512-393-9996.
Support for Wimberley Valley Radio comes from Sonora Bank. For personal loans, checking, mobile banking, and commercial loans, Sonora Bank, a Texas tradition since 1900.
KWVH and Texan Athletics are supported by Wimberley Roofing. Sam and Anna Mott, local community sports fanatics, owners of Wimberley Roofing, pride themselves on taking care of their neighbors. For roofing, re-roofing, roofing repair, and new construction for your home and business, you can call them at 512-877-0015 for free roofing inspections today.
Download the KWVH app in the App Store. It's free. And you can listen to KWVH outside the car and anywhere you go. Never miss a minute of Wimberley Valley Radio. Search KWVH in the App Store.